Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, a Klal Sama Chalav, and we're starting Simen Yud. So Simen Yud, the Chayyadim, swings back to a point which we discussed earlier on, that the bracha of various different birchas, barei minei besamim, etc., birchas of besamim, birchas of reyach, are only said in something which its function is for the purpose of reyach. So in revorchen el adabar sh'amil reyach. The bracha is said in something which its purpose and function is for reyach. So we discussed before the idea of spices, which are primarily used to spice foods. Are they armor the reyach or not? A person has the bracha of hanusim reyach to paperis seems to go against this. It's a pri, which is for achila, and we say that you make a bracha on it. So in the case of a person picks up the pri with the purpose of eating it, they do not make a bracha of a nusin reyach to paperis. If a person picks up the fruit specifically for the purpose of smelling it, then they make the bracha. Then they would make the bracha of a nusin reyach to paperis. If the person picks it up for both purposes, he would like to smell it and eat it. So that's a machloikis. The simple understanding of the Shulchan Aruch is that a person would make a bracha in that situation, both on achila and on reyach. And then there's a question which bracha goes first. We spoke about that before. And the Chassid Ish understands that according to the Gra, in that case, no bracha would be said because its primary function is achila, and it's not erma l'reach. The Chayyadim now is going to discuss the status of a esrig during Sukkos. I will esrig kol yemei achag shein erma l'reach. So a person during Sukkos, the primary function of an esrig is for the mitzvah. So the reyach purpose is a secondary purpose. Now the Mishnah Berurah stands. The Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. Let's go back a step. The Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions whether one makes a bracha on the esrig if he smells the esrig. It's a pri. And the fact that he's picking up the tzarech mitzvah does not preclude him from saying a bracha of reyach. He can have both intents in mind, or no, that he cannot have both intents in mind, but the mitzvah function is so significant, it undermines the reyach function. So it's not erma the reyach, you don't make a bracha. However, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah follows the Magen Avraham, says that's all discussing when you're taking the esrog for the purposes of the mitzvah. But if later in the day you pick up the esrog just for the purpose of smelling it, everybody would agree that you make a bracha on it. That's the Mishnah Berurah's approach to the din of esrog. The din of esrog, where we have a machloikis, whether you make a bracha, that's all talking about the time of the mitzvah. The person picks it up for the mitzvah purpose, and also for reyach. So can he? According to the approach of the Shulchan Aruch, that the person which picks up a food for eating and for reyach, you make a bracha on the reyach. Is that true by the case of esrog shel mitzvah as well? When the person picks up the esrog shel mitzvah for the purpose of the mitzvah plus to smell it, he would make two brachas, the bracha on the mitzvah and the bracha on the reyach. Or arguably, the mitzvah purpose is significant enough that it would preclude the reyach purpose to be considered a valid function. It's like it's only omer for mitzvah. However, later in the day, when the person is clearly just picking up just for the purpose of smell, everybody would agree that you make a bracha. That's how the Mishnah Berurah understands this din. The Chayyadim does not understand it like that. He understands the opinion which says that it's for mitzvah and therefore it's not for reyach applies throughout the whole time of Sukkos. The whole time of Sukkos, the mitzvah function is so significant that even if you pick it up for reyach purposes, which by the case of a food that works, it does not work by an esrog shel mitzvah. Esrog shel mitzvah precludes that whole concept. Therefore, the esrog kol yemei achag she'en erma l'reyach is not get a bracha. Now, this is the machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore you should avoid it. So, what are you avoiding? So, according to the Mishnah Berurah, what you're avoiding is thinking, having in mind b'shas the mitzvah, also for reyach purposes. That's where the machlokas applies, and that the person should avoid that. But if a person wants to later in the day pick up the esrog for the purpose of reyach, according to Mishnah Berurah, there's nothing wrong with that. According to the chayyotim, that's where the machlokas is, even in that scenario. And therefore, a person really should avoid, according to the chayyotim, picking up the esrog for the purpose of smelling it throughout the 7 days, whether in conjunction with the moment of the mitzvah, or even independent of the moment of the mitzvah, a person should avoid smelling from the esrog. And because it is a machlokes between the mishmor and the chayyotim, it would be preferable for a person to follow the opinion of the chayyotim. But if a person wants to follow the opinion of the Shavurah and pick it up, not b'shas, he's doing the mitzvah for the purpose of reyach and making a bracha, we cannot be meicha. We don't need to be meicha. We cannot tell him he can't do that because he has a Mishnah Berurah to rely on, that is acceptable. Have a good day.